Blog Talk Radio.
Did you fall it off?
Where's the booze? I got robbed by a sweet old lady on a motorized cart.
You can see it. Come
on. Hey! Yeah, Dan? You have any more of that gum? That's none of your damn business, and I'll ask you to stay out of my personal affairs.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Look what you did, you little jerk.
You gotta give up, or you're thirsty for more.
All right, all right, all right.
Welcome to another episode of Blog
Talk
Radio.
Let's go.
It's been a little bit late, but you know.
Wait, hold up. Do I gotta? How do I act?
No. You just.
All right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
so,
and then.
Let's have an applause real quick.
For what?
Yes. All right. No, we didn't, but it doesn't matter. We're just doing it on here. That's the main thing. We just need to start sound effects. But we don't care if it's working or not.
All right,
so we're doing 13 centers
in the league. The top 13
centers in the league.
Because we left a few people off that we didn't know
names
or who their center was. So... What's up, Jose?
Mira! What's up, Jose?
So, yeah, a few centers that left off because we didn't want to put them on here. We weren't sure at performance lab. We weren't sure who their center is. I saw a couple different people. Sloss, we weren't sure who your center is. So, unfortunately, you guys didn't make the list.
Don't know that.
We do have people with no names, so let's get started. 13 centers. Right.
Top 13 centers. Listen,
not top,
my opinion.
Not top, just
our opinion.
Just
13. Just listen. It's harder than what you think.
Yeah.
You guys can do your own if you want to.
Please feel free, because we put off doing this because a lot of people.
I don't know. People are getting guns.
Like the Spanish, my guy.
Thank you.
A lot of people have gotten upset with the quarterback and the receiver list on where we put certain people. Now this is just our opinion of where we think the people were based on the spring 2021 season.
That's it.
You might have a different one than us, so feel free to do your own list, put it in the comments, whatever you change.
That's
we're
it.
We're not being rude. We're not disrespecting anybody. It's
my
just our opinion.
My opinion. So, get ready to share the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's cue this music.
To start it up, the number one center.
We want to start at the bottom?
No, doesn't start.
Let's start at the bottom.
You think so?
Right. Yeah, who cares who's number fucking... 13.
Okay. I did it backwards. All right, so number 13 would be
all right, you got the clip.
Yeah, I got the clip. All right, so number 13, yeah, but I had it set up for a different one. That's why.
I know.
Got it backwards.
Oh, shit, Crawford's in here. What's up, Crawford?
You made the list.
You're on the, of course he made the list.
All right,
shout out to Crawford.
All right. So number 13 is going to be... What's the right game?
Marty. That's it.
No, we're using the Ravagers game, though.
No, Marty from Camden.
We're using the Ravagers game for that.
You're right. The first play of that game.
It's got to be the Ravagers
game. Yeah.
Technical difficulties. You're getting it together.
Nah, we're just trying to get it together. Let me get it together.
Right.
Let me get it together.
Because we got so many screens open.
We got too
What's
many...
up, Crawford? Crawford's in his feelings already.
Oh, shit. What did he say?
He just said, I'm in my feelings already. Let's go.
Yo, we got Marty at number 13. Marty from Camden. All right. Now, basically, this ranking is going by how you snap the ball.
Yeah.
How you're receiving and you're blocking. That's all we can rank you off of.
Really, for a center.
I mean, I got Marty from Camden. He's not really a big receiving threat. He's a, I would say, average blocker, and his snaps are below average. So I have him at number 13, and that's the truth.
And we'll show you why. Now, this is a – we pulled up some footage on everybody, and this is what we got for Marty.
The beginning. No.
No.
No, not the Ravens. It's not the Ravagers. It's Camden, Kim.
Oh,
it's Camden,
God.
Kim.
Ravagers, Camden.
Just relax. Just relax.
There we go. This is Marty. Fuck, I'm going off with 20 different tabs.
All right, that's it. Right there. That was just, you started over?
No, this is this. So Marty. This is Marty right there. Right there. That's why Marty's number 13.
That's, like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It's just, all right, that's enough right there. That's enough.
Did nothing.
All right, we still need that clip for Crawford at the point. All right, so, like I said, that's my opinion. Below average snapping, blocking average.
Not good average, yeah.
And not much of a receiving threat. But a nice guy, cool. That's nothing to do with anything. Yeah.
He's,
all right. So
okay,
that's Marty. I got Marty at 13. So boom, let's go. All
right. The number 12, Big from the Panthers.
I got Big from the Panthers. I would say it's not like he can snap the ball 30 yards. Not many people can, but he's blocking's decent. He's a pretty good blocker.
Yeah, he's just big.
Big dude, takes up space. Not really a receiving threat. So I got him at 12.
All
right,
so.
Look at Big go.
Big
look at him go. All right. There's Big.
Big right there.
That's a big clip. All right, let's go. All right.
Just for y'all, that's basically just so y'all can see who we're talking about in case you don't know, you're not sure who's
this
person.
People are, who is that?
I don't even know who they are, so we're just showing you who they are.
All right.
And a little clip from...
You know what? At this point, like, now we can start interchanging people. I'm not so sure who should go in certain spots, but I'm just going
to... Crawford, Jose, in the chat. Feel free to give us our opinion if you think somebody should be in a different spot.
You know who's next, so...
Yeah. All right. So let me cue this up first before you...
We're even going to say it. Shit. Like I said, I mean, it's about receiving, blocking, and your snaps. Receiving, blocking, and snaps. Like, yeah, right here, we're at 11. Yeah.
I thought it was your game. No. Before this loss. Yeah.
This loss game.
That's the other dude.
Yes, that's lost game.
Some people, we don't have footage of them from this season. So, we didn't get every game out there. So, some people were on different teams when... All right, so number 11 is Jeff Kirby. Hit that Charlie Murphy laugh. Now Jeff Kirby's on for the win this season, but I don't know. Maybe
the only footage we can find is when he was on the floor.
Maybe he did better, but this is the last Jeff Kirby I remember.
Make it big.
Oh wow! Go!
All right.
This is the last time I remember seeing Jeff Kirby.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, no.
That was a Kirby snap.
Oh, no, we're not done yet.
Where are we at?
Same game.
Nine,
918? Nope. There's another Kirby snap.
Oh, my God. Watch the window.
You killed Charlie when you left. Kirby, you forced the quarterback to throw a pick. Did you overthrow it? And then he ends up throwing the ball to Dirt.
All right.
Then we got,
what is it, 918?
No, 330.
I thought you did 330 already.
No, that's the good one. Yeah, we're not, you know, we're not trying to make fun of y'all the way. He did have some good ones. He had a decent snap or two in this game. But this is the last Jeff Kirby I remember. Okay, Kirby, get busy.
No, that's not him.
Just the last
we missed it.
It's 3:30.
We missed it. All right, we're through it. That's it right there. That's Kirby getting busy.
Yeah.
All right. So, all right, I would say Kirby's more of a better receiver. His snaps are awful at times, he's a below average snapper.
What about blocking?
He's a decent, he's physical when it comes to blocking, but his strongest attribute is being a receiver. Because he's faster. For a bigger guy, he can move. For a big dude, he can move. Like, he definitely can. So, like I said, my opinion, he could definitely go up higher, honestly.
Maybe
so.
He could have. But like I said, we didn't see 4-1 play at all.
I didn't
all
get a chance
season.
To see him this season.
So, I don't know how good or bad he was out there on 4-1. But that's the last Jeff Kirby I remember.
All right, let's get to number 10. Let's go to that clip for this guy. You got it?
There he is. All right. So number 10 is Peach from GCRs. Some of y'all might be like,
well,
who?
I think he played on GCRs this season, but he's also played on the Ravens.
He played on the Ravens.
AKA for the win.
Yeah,
so
last season.
Let's applaud Peach.
This is Peach out there.
He's a good blocker. He's underrated in the passing game, and I'm not sure if he has a strong arm when it comes to the snaps, but he's one of the better blockers in the league, dude. That's him right there, blocking. He blocks his ass off. Look at him throwing John around. Okay, Peach. Tossing John in the dirt.
Sit down, little boy.
Look at him. Good feet. Good blocking. Look at that blocking,
actually,
dude.
Maybe he should have been a little higher, but.
Good shit, Peach.
I didn't really know who he was, so.
Yeah, he could definitely go higher as well. He's a good blocker. Matter of fact, he's a great blocker. He's a great blocker.
Yeah, we weren't really sure what team he was on.
I knew he was on GCR. I've seen him. But, they had 30 marks, so.
Yeah.
They could use two blockers if they needed to. But, yeah, good for him. Peach is awesome. Top 10.
Good job, Peach.
All right. Now we got.
Number 9 is going to be old Keith from the Old Balls.
I got Keith from the Old Balls, but I don't have any
We have
video.
Old Balls video, but none with Keith in it.
No video.
I'm not sure who he is, but you said he's great. So
he's a good player, Keith. So he's a good blocker. Good blocker.
Hopefully y'all
decent
know who
snapper.
He is, you can't show you him.
Decent receiver. So that's what we have for Keith at number 9. All right. Number 8. Let's go to that prospects video. I mean, it's not very much, but
number 8 is Kenny from the prospects.
Yeah. Now Kenny's
that's Kenny right there snapping the ball.
Kenny's a good blocker. Kenny's a good blocker.
I'm holding the E2 deck.
Kenny's a good blocker. Kenny is definitely an underrated receiver when it comes to it. They don't use him, but I've seen him catch a bomb this season. I've seen him catch other passes. Like,
you know,
he's definitely underrated when it comes to the passing game, and he's definitely a decent snapper.
Yeah.
So
you know what? That's it. That's the one thing I do. The prospects do not use their center a whole lot.
Okay, so that's Kenny, number 8. Then we got. Let's go.
Drum roll, please. Number 7.
Cue the music.
Dirty Mark from GC Irish. That is Dirty Mark. Number 7.
Dirty Mark.
Now, sorry, Mark. You would have been higher.
You don't play enough, homie.
You only played 2 games this season. I mean, if we had footage of Peach, I think he would have outplayed you this season.
We got footage of Dirty Mark?
Yeah. And then when
Dirty
you
Mark
did
don't
play Dirty,
Dirty
Mark, this is what you did. Like
Dirty Mark don't play enough.
This is what you did when you played Dirty Mark. Hit that child. Come on, Daddy Mark.
Rewind that.
Yeah, everyone's like, yeah, you got it.
You got it? Is this it?
I don't know.
No, it's the same point you just did.
There's
go back a little further.
One.
All right. Oh, man. That's
no,
not
all
it.
Right,
it's
I don't know.
You didn't... You want me to do that?
There it is. Come on, Mark. Mark. You're number 7 on the list, Mark. Maybe next season you'll do a better job.
No, get it. Let's see it again.
Oh, fuck. Like, mother. Like, come on, you gotta catch that, Mark.
Yeah.
You know, past seasons, Mark.
No, that's not. They're, all right, Mark's a pretty good blocker.
Yeah,
he's probably one of the better receiving centers in the league.
He's actually a really good blocker.
About an average snapper.
He belly flops on top of you.
He's a strong blocker, and sneaky quick when it comes to
creeping out.
He's quick,
and catching
quick
the ball,
as a receiver. So
yeah,
he's definitely decent. He's definitely one of the better centers in the league.
But unfortunately, I just like
teasing him and shit.
Just
and
like on the
shit.
Quarterback list, you know, Egan moved down because due to
his attendance.
Dirty Mark. Moved down due to
his attendance was his lack of being there. So
he wasn't belly flopping on people this season when he was out there. So
He's a strong blocker, but
he definitely is.
All right, who we got next?
All right, so number 6. Come on, let's get it ready for him. I like the Burger King crown.
Thank you. It was my daddy's.
Right, it was your daddy.
that was old Waterboy joking.
Number 6, Crawford from the Ravagers.
Number 6? That's a Paul Crawford, man.
Crawford. Yeah, he began busy out there.
Crawford, my guys. Oh, that was a touchdown. Sean made his Tim. Wait, I thought we had where Crawford got the ball.
He does. It's coming up.
No, I thought we're supposed to start from the beginning.
No, the beginning was Marty. Crawford just did the classic.
Oh, okay. So check it. So Crawford is a above average blocker, an underrated receiver because he has sneaky.
And you
sneaky
know what?
Speed.
I don't think he gets the ball as much as he could or should.
But his snaps are he's not asked to snap the ball far.
He's not
back,
overthrown
no. So,
the ball.
So no, he doesn't make bad snaps. So
he's
a decent snapper. He's one of the best centers in the league.
He's not out there curbing it up.
But I think what Crawford is, I think they just underestimate how fast he is. He's faster. How strong he is. He's like faster than what people think he is, and solid as hell. Like. People try to run into him like, oh, shit. I've seen it multiple times, man. So, Crawford is number 6.
Yeah.
Now, I'm biased.
Yeah.
Now, Crawford, you could have went up.
I mean, some people might have a different.
I didn't know where to put my my guy. So, I just put him where I thought he should be. He could be lower, he could be higher, he could be lower, but it is what it is. Mike, number 5.
I know. Which game were we using for him?
We were using...
Ballhawks. Yeah.
No, we were using Braves, yeah, Braves, no, Braves, you took it off. It was the sloth. It's Braves sloth.
Gotcha. All right, so hold on a second. We'll have Mike up in a sec.
So, yeah, Mike's a solid blocker.
And he can
sometimes
check.
Sometimes
actually,
he can get a little erratic with his snaps, but
actually Mike is a little
got a stronger arm, you know.
He doesn't
as
get
a center.
The ball is
and he's an underrated good. He's underrated as a receiver. But he can definitely catch. When you throw the ball to him, he'll catch it.
Most of the time he catches it, yeah. And
I don't know if he's you know what? I was going back and forth with him and Crawford. I wasn't sure like who was better.
And I've seen Mike, I can't remember the game, but Mike sat there, he was blocking by himself and he held back two people.
I've seen him do that. I think Mike's a better blocker than – I think Mike's a better blocker than Crawford, but I think Crawford's a better receiver than Mike. And when it comes to snapping the ball,
they're both good.
They're about the same. So, I don't know.
All right, so here's Mike Tate footage for those
but I'm biased.
Know.
I'm biased. Let's get some Mike highlight. Mike highlights. Number 22. He's the center in the middle, about to snap the ball. Let's get busy with it, Mike. Let's get jiggy with it, bro.
I didn't think by looking at him that he can hold you back, but Mike's strong, I guess. I wouldn't think by looking at him that he
there we go,
back.
Mike. Let's applaud fucking Mike right there. Let's go. That's my guy. That's my guy. Mike's at number five.
All right, so number four, Kanapka from the prospects.
Yeah.
No, he's a beast. I'll show you why. I didn't know until last season. I didn't know who he was until he came back last season. And I'm like,
we'll just show the same
man.
Clips
yeah.
for him. Is that him right there? Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, man, that boy's a beast. The same with Kenny.
Yeah.
Kenny's snapping the ball. Hold on. There's the one right after that.
They switch back and forth, dude, like who's snapping the ball and all.
That's Kanapka.
That's Kanapka right there.
Number
right there.
40.
Number 40. And that's him kicking the ball. Shit. Go back a little bit, see if we can find that. Let's just find that drive.
This is him right here blocking.
Yeah. He's an awesome blocker.
He's blocking.
He's a really good receiver. He's a really good receiver. And I'm not really sure how he is with snapping the ball. But.
That's him. Yeah.
All right. That's his highlight. Hey, there they go together, him and his brother.
Yeah.
So he's going to tackle him.
The Jay Kanapka and Prospects Kanapka. So they didn't even look at each other. I wouldn't know they were brothers. They don't look alike or nothing.
But they're both jacked up, man.
I saw the name on the back of the shirt. I'm like, wait a minute.
They're brothers. Yeah. They're happy and they're singing and they're white. Give me a high five.
Kanapkas.
So
Kanapka jeans, I don't know, makes a
right.
beast.
So that's number four. Got Kanapka at four.
Ball Hawks.
All right, you can do this one. I gotta go.
I believe it's Marty.
We don't know. Was it Marty or who else?
Gregorio. Tom Graff said he has two centers, Marty and Gregorio. Not sure which one's which. So here's a clip of both of them. I'm sorry not to be offensive, but all the ball hawks are, like, bald. So, I didn't know which one was which.
Is Chris out of jail?
So, one of these is Marty. Or could...
Get him, Ron! Get him, Scott!
Gregorio.
Yeah. Or Marty and Gregorio.
But look at the blocking, dude. Like, go back. Let's watch it.
You know what I call Facebook? Is Chris out of jail?
Oh, shit.
I know.
All right, here we go. Let's look at the blocking. Look at the blocking. Two guys blocking.
Shut Jim's mic off.
All right, there you go.
I think they look like brothers to me. So.
Both those dudes, awesome blockers. That's number three. All right.
Yeah. Actually, they both make the number three list. All
right, so.
All right, Ball Hawks, number three. Number two is.
Thing.
I'm not sure if it's
one of these
two.
Things. I think that's a thing.
It's from Steel City.
You don't know his name.
God
forbid. We don't know everybody in the league,
yeah.
But I'm just trying to give.
He's number 53.
Giving number 53. I think this is Thane.
Showing y'all footage, so.
You can identify him if you know his name.
If you guys know
his name. Say he's number two center in the league.
Please feel free to tell us. He's going out right there. That's him going out for a snap.
Yeah, there we go.
That's their center. Not sure if he's one or two, but he's one of the things. He's one of the rushers, too. So, number two is Steel City. We'll let this one roll.
Let's see this room. Shit. All right, there you go. So we got him up there. He's a solid blocker, foul blocker, decent as a receiver.
He can catch,
so there we go.
Number one, round of applause. Let's start off with an applause. Because you'll see why we're here, guys. This is the guy who's got to make it.
Yeah, anybody can make their own list. I don't care.
Number one is Ty from Rock Bottom.
I couldn't do it. I didn't even know. This is the best I could do.
This is why Ty is number one.
Look at this. Look at him. Look at him. Look at him go. Watch. 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 A beast, yo.
Yeah.
Beast.
Applaud the man.
Beast.
Again. Like, give him another round of applause. Because we have all day.
All day. And didn't caught the ball.
Okay. Now,
Benny caught the ball.
Yeah.
This is all you got to say. This is all you got to do. This is all. For his size, it's like. Did you go back too far?
I might have. That's why he's number one.
For his size.
Right there.
And the fact that he blocks at his size.
Oh, yeah.
And he's just an awesome receiver. I think he's the best center in the league now. That's how I feel.
That's him. I guess I probably could have wrote down the transfer. These
yeah,
would have started. All right, whatever. Y'all seen it. That's in. There's got to be a beginning of this.
But they saw it.
It's on Facebook. Whoever wants to see it. That's him right there again, catching the ball.
What did you do? How did you go so far back?
I don't know. That's him. Yeah, I don't know. Where it is, we lost it. Right. It's in Rock Bottom versus Performance Lab. Week 8 on YouTube.
So,
that's
it.
When we're doing rushers and CBs. Man, that's tough because there's so many. Corners?
Corners?
Well, we got a defense
list.
Doing
rushers and
man.
We got a defense list
DBs.
Which the rushers are on and the DBs. I mean, we meant the DBs.
Yeah.
Yeah, rushers and DBs. But it's tough, man.
How about you send me a list over and I'll talk about it? Because I don't know, bro.
We have had this list. We've had the names.
This was hard. I don't even know what to do with this, bro. This was hard.
We've had the names for
and it's only half the
what, a couple months now, and it took us so long just to figure out who goes where and what order.
I still don't even think I got it right.
No, I don't think so either. A lot can be interchanged.
Yeah.
A lot can, yeah. Some can move up, some can move down. Jeff Kirby possibly can move up some. You know, everyone has good and bad games, so it's hard. Jose said we at least do rushers.
Too hard, bro. Give me your list and I'll do it. I can't do rushers, bro.
It's hard because every team has two. So, I mean,
it's too hard.
How you gonna or three? How are you gonna pick? It's tough. Look, on the Ravagers, it would have been who's the rushers? Jose, right?
John.
Aaron. Like, you'd throw everybody in the mix.
I mean, Aaron's a DB, so.
Yeah, but he's rushed when they need.
Yeah, but I wouldn't consider him a rusher.
So you'd just put John and Jose?
Yeah.
Okay.
John and Jose.
I guess we could do rushers. It'd probably be easier to do rushers than all defense.
I just think it's too tough. But go ahead. Repeat the list.
Possibly. We'll think about it.
First to 13.
All right. So our 13 ranked, like I said, not everybody's on the list. So. If you're not on here, don't get offended. We didn't leave you all.
If you're only where you were, I don't know. I just had to put somebody on the list.
If you weren't on here, it was because we didn't know who you were. So not everybody's on here. Number one, Ty from Rock Bottom. Number two, number 53. One of the Thing brothers. Number three, Marty/Gregorio, Ball Hawks. Number four, Kanapka, prospects. Five, Mike Tate from the Braves.
Yes, sir. Hold up. Let's get a bottom.
Number six, Mark Crawford from the Ravagers.
You know what? Shout out to Crawford. Let's applaud him.
Number seven, Dirty Mark from GCR.
Shout out to Dirty Mark.
Dirty Mark.
Dirty Mark.
Hit that Charlie Murphy.
You want to hit Charlie?
Yeah.
He gets that Charlie?
He gets the Charlie. Come on, Mark. I think you do better than that. He said he was going to belly flop on you. He was so worried in that game. He was so worried about you coming out rushing that he's just staking up the field out there.
Oh shit! That was the first game he showed up to all season.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I think performance lap, and then that was it. Not again until the end of the season. All right. Number eight, Kenny from the Prospects. Number nine, Keith from the Old Balls. Number 10, Peach from GCR. 11, Jeff Kirby from For the Win. Hit him with the Charlie Murphy tip. Come on, Kirby. You can do better than that, too.
I don't know how good Kirby did this season. Kirby snaps.
The quarterback gets it and throws an interception.
Kirby snaps.
Yeah, we're going to name it the Kirby snap.
Kirby snap.
Come on, Kirby. We'll see. All right.
Shout out to Jeff Kirby, man.
Yeah, we're only busting on you.
It's you.
Yeah, only picking on you. I said, I don't know. Maybe you should have been higher, but
he probably should have.
I didn't see any of Four to Win's footage.
All these guys could be interchangeable, man.
That was the last game I remember seeing Kirby.
3 years ago.
That was pretty bad.
All right, let's go.
All right, number 12, Big from the Panthers. 13.
Hold up. I gotta applaud Big. Shout out to Big, man.
We don't know who the swap center is.
I don't know who the swap center is.
Like, we went through so much footage, and they had a different one each time. When the Braves played the swap, they only had five people. So we didn't know if that was the center or if he's a fill-in, and I don't know. So we left them off the list because we don't want to put the wrong person
on. Well, he can put himself on the list, wherever he wants to go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right, number 13, Marty from Camden.
Shout out to Marty from Camden. All
right, so yeah. One, Cosmo Bottom. Two, James, number 53 from Still City. Three, Marty/Gregorio Ballhawks. Four, Kanapka Prospects. Five, Mike Tate from the Braves. Six, Mark Crawford from the Ravagers. Seven, Dirty Mark, GCRs. Eight, Kenny Prospects. Nine, Keith from the Old Balls. 10, Peach from GCRs. 11, Jeff Kirby for the win. 12, Big from the Panthers. And 13, Marty from Camden.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's it. That's all we have.
So, that's our center's list. I don't know if we're going to do defense. Our defense list has weapons, and there's like over 50 people on it. So it's hard to rank. But it might be easier just to do rushers. We'll see. I'll start making
a
list.
Too hard.
I'll start making a list of the names and see. I will see. That's all I can do. Make a list of the names and go from there.
It's too hard.
It's tough.
Can't do it.
So for all y'all haters out there, we always got something to say about our videos.
About everything.
Feel
free to put it
in the comments what you would have done differently. This is our opinion, so feel free to give us yours.
Everybody has one.
Show rushers love.
I'll try, bro. Like, I've tried. I got a list full of people, but I just don't know how to rank them.
Yeah. You know, we'll try the rushers. We'll see. We'll try to do them.
It's like impossible.
It's hard. Like, this center was probably tougher. The wide receivers was tough. The centers was tough. I didn't know half of these guys, so this is kind of like, I don't know.
My imagination.
Who's that? I don't know. Performance Lab, rusher, we don't know who it is. I pulled up like three different games, and they had a different rusher.
Performance Lab center used to be Johnny.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That's the only one I know.
Yeah. But yeah, that's when they were back at Silk Stakes.
So.
And this season, yeah, they had a different roster in each game I pulled up, so I couldn't put them on. No disrespect to anybody. So, no disrespect to the Sloths or Performance Lab or anybody.
Or anybody else that wasn't on the list. Like,
yeah. It's not top 30.
If I know who you are, you're on the list.
It's not.
And if I don't know who you are, that doesn't mean you, like.
Same thing with the Sloths. We pulled up different footage and they had a different center at each one. So. But yeah, they didn't. Unfortunately, they got left off because we didn't want to name the wrong person, and then people get mad that we named the wrong person.
Oh, you don't even know his name. Like, what?
Yeah.
I tried, man.
Yeah.
So.
We tried doing our research and tried looking it up. Mark said, I like the way y'all used tape this year.
Ah, well, thank you. You know what? I'm going to applaud you there. No, it was Patrick's trip before you, and then I was his tour.
And
I still, it could go either way. Because you guys both got that dog
Mark
in you,
in
man.
Too. Yeah.
And Dirty Mark.
If Dirty Mark.
Is that already right next to each other?
Yeah, 5, 6, and 7. If Dirty Mark had attended more games, you know, he would have been able.
And I'm biased.
Yeah.
So, all right.
And we're haters.
But thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. Can't wait for the season to start. We got about a month left.
Did you put that comment up there? So
yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So, yeah.
Got 3 weeks left till the season starts. Not sure where it's going to be at yet, whether it's going to be Williamstown or Deffert. We just know the season starts September 12th.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Can't wait. I know he can't wait. He's like,
I can't wait.
It seems like it's like you're waiting for Christmas. You know,
yeah.
You and your kid, you're waiting for Christmas.
Yeah.
It feels like it takes forever to get here.
Yes.
It's like the season. It just feels like it's taking forever to get here.
Cannot wait. And we'll see what happens, man. We're going for that championship. Championship.
You hear that, Rock
Going
Bottom?
For the championship.
No, I'm only kidding. I'm
just letting everybody know we're coming out to win.
Of
like
course.
We always do. And I'm
as
sure
you should.
Everybody else
everybody
as well.
Everybody else
as well.
Out there.
But, you know, we had a decent season last year, and then we had awesome playoffs. So that's what we're going for now.
Continuing from there.
That's all we can do. Try our best
sure.
to can get better and, you know.
Everybody's going to try for an elite, I guess. Not all will make it.
It's all about winning games, week to week.
Yeah.
One week at a time.
One Sunday at a time,
and that's it.
We saw in the Ravagers barely watch games any given Sunday. The best team is not always meant to win.
So Crawford, are you playing, bro? Rumor has it you're playing with the new breed. You and
with Scott.
I don't. Is there any truth to that, or what's going on with that?
You're not playing on the Ravagers, or?
You know, I don't want to talk about them barely washed cats because they get sensitive and get mad
Ravagers,
and shit.
No,
the Ravagers ain't got no problem.
I'm talking about the old Ravagers.
I'm not even talking about. They're not even Ravagers.
Yeah, they're barely washed.
I don't want to talk about them barely washed cats.
Yeah, you don't want to call them Ravagers anymore.
Because they get mad when I even mention them, so I don't want to do that. I get nasty messages at the bottom and saying that I called them stuff that I didn't even say. Whatever. I never called anybody weasel. Like, what are you talking about?
And we name their names, too.
I respect them guys. I like them.
That's why you're talking about them. If you didn't, you wouldn't talk about them.
I'm not going to say nothing about them until I prove.
You show something.
Until they prove me right. And then.
Yeah.
That's all. So I'm not going to talk about barely washed.
Nope.
But, it was a couple teams out there practicing and all.
Oh, yeah. What, you've been practicing in Gloucester Township and a bunch of teams have been practicing?
Sunday,
around 10 o'clock, so whoever wants to show up, the Ravagers have been out there.
Yeah.
New Breed.
Yeah, the Goonies.
It's the Gloucester Township football field.
Turf field.
Yeah, near Camden County College.
And then you had the barely washed. Guys, won't say any names.
The Braves had a few people out
Braves,
there.
Braves, we had a couple guys up there tossing the ball around.
Yeah, just warming up a little.
Just warming up,
so,
man.
Anyone who feels like going out for some practice, there's Crawford.
Oh, Crawl Dog.
Crawl Dog.
What up, bro? What's up, man?
What's going on?
You tell me, player. What's going on with you, man? You playing this season or what?
No, I'm sitting out.
We heard you're playing with Scott.
Why?
No, he asked. But I'm sitting out. I think I really fucked up my ankle worse than I probably shouldn't have played. Probably should have came back in that
Camden game?
I know you got hurt, yeah.
The Ball Hawks game?
Ball Hawks game. I probably should have came back in that Ball Hawks game, and I probably should have stayed out maybe another game or two. It's just my ankle. My ankle, it clicks now just about almost anytime I run. So
it still bother you?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you go get it looked at?
Yeah. No, that's why I'm not playing. Yeah. I'm probably gonna go get it looked at.
Shit.
I'm gonna take
a season
off and then probably come back in the spring.
Damn.
You could be missed out there, man.
I don't know. Let's see. I ain't gonna say I'm not.
Yeah, there's still much left.
I'll put it that way.
What'd you say?
I said I'm not on any team. I'm non-affiliated. I'm a free agent. I will say that.
Oh, okay.
So if
the right situation comes up.
Y'all hear that?
If somebody really needs me, say a gym situation with us 2 years ago, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe I'll think about coming out, but
so for the
right
price.
Now, yeah.
For the right price, Crawford, free agent.
Well,
there, come with the dollar sign.
It's gotta be
the right situation. Yeah.
Okay.
I wholeheartedly just don't think I should play. So that's the real thing. So like I feel like a gym situation where somebody can't really go or something like that, then maybe I'll come out, but I'm not really trying to.
It's not worth permanent damage, so you can never play again.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it.
Okay. All right. So
I don't think it's crazy that serious, but. It's serious enough to at least just stay out 1 year.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. I respect it.
What did you think of our list?
I don't really care. I make a list, I don't make a list, I don't know.
You're on the list.
Yeah.
It doesn't make a difference to me anyway. I appreciate you guys putting me on the list, but if I didn't make the list, if I was 13 on the list, you wouldn't care. I'm not going to play my game.
Won't lose sleep over it. Some people do lose sleep over it. Jose said he misses you, Crawford. He said, "Miss my dog Crawford."
Yeah, we late night shifts. We always up.
I said that. I was thinking that when we came on. I saw three people on here. I'm like, I bet you it's Crawford and Jose. It's always Crawford and Jose. Always.
Yeah, we always up.
Yeah.
Like I said, I like how y'all use Tate.
Yeah.
Tate ain't coming back?
Yeah, he is.
What did you do different with him? Well, he was just center this year.
Yeah, that's all he did. Yo, man, you guys are, like, kind of the same.
Yeah.
I think you're a little bit better. You're a little bit better receiver. I think he's a little bit better blocker.
Because we actually talked about putting you ahead of Vaughn, but.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But I'm biased.
Like I said, I don't care where I land on the list. For Tate, I felt like he leaked a little bit more this year than previous years.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
He leaked a little bit. But that's why I was getting him out there receiving, getting busy, so I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Whereas for us this year, I mean, our team, like, Ravengers is kind of stacking the receiver, so.
Yeah.
Like, if you go back to the Williamstown, the first.
Oh, I guess it's Crawford.
My bad. You froze right there. What'd you say?
I said, if you go back like 2 seasons, it was like the Williamstown season.
Yeah.
I was leaking like almost all the time in the red zone, whereas this year we had receivers that could get open in the red zone, so I really wasn't used that much.
I said that it could use you more. You can catch and, you know.
Now you got some speed with you, bro.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm a center, so my first job is to block and give my quarterback time. So, you know what I mean? So I don't really care if I don't get the ball, you know what I mean? But
right. It's nice to every once in a while.
Things like this, like the list. Yeah, you're doing stuff like this, and you're basically on, like, receiving and, like, blocking and all that. Like, and in that case, you know what I mean, stats or whatever you want to call them kind of matters. But to me, if I give my quarterback enough time to get the ball off, and whoever can catch the ball, good for them. Yeah,
right.
You know what I mean?
Yo, I'm shocked you're not going with K-Sizzle, bro. To the prospects.
That's my boy.
I know.
That's my boy
since
kindergarten.
I bet. I see that.
You know,
like, I'm surprised you're not going with him, bro. I swore you was going with him.
You know, he's like such a humble guy. I don't.
You guys took those,
right situation.
Those beat downs on the Monstars. Like, you guys.
I've never seen him on anything but
you guys,
Monstars Ravagers.
You guys took those whoopings on the Monstars for years. And then you guys finally turned it around.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Finally got it turned around. You got some success. Winning games, and I thought that you guys would. I thought you would stay with him.
K-Sizzle too. I never seen him on any other team either, but Monstars Ravagers.
He played on a couple teams. He played on a Nippers a couple years. Like, a while back, actually.
Jose said he needs you playing this season.
So if I play, I'm definitely going up against Jose. I want that matchup.
Oh, that would be crazy.
You know what? They never went against each other. They've always been on the same team. So.
Hey.
Jose thought he could take Mike Tate, too. And Mike's like, Mike ran to the sideline. Like, that little guy said he could take me? No way.
Iron down. Yo, I was saying that man, though. It ain't like I'm, challenging. I want to go up against the best every time. That's why I like going up against Kansas.
Absolutely.
I love
playing
against Craig and
J.C.
Yeah.
You're out there. You want work. That's what you're out there for.
Mike shut him down. Mike shut down. Jose had some plays. Jose made some plays. Jose made some plays.
I love going up against the best.
Oh, I would love to see that matchup, yo.
Yeah.
Crawford versus Jose. In the trenches.
I love going to get JT and Craig. I love JT and Craig. Thank you. That's the motherfuckers. They come hard every day.
You like going against Steel City? I've heard so many people say that they hit hard. They're like, when you get hit by Steel City, it's like getting hit by a truck.
I'm all about the physical. I tell him every fight, I'm all about the physical.
Yeah, he is. He likes it. He really likes it.
I just love. I guess you're losing service.
Damn.
I guess he's losing connection.
Yeah.
I wonder. Did K-Sizzle?
Probably. All right. Yeah, I'm gonna.
Did K-Sizzle bring you in the league? Is that how you got in the league, from K-Sizzle?
Yeah. K-Sizzle was playing with, I can't remember who he was playing with first. And then our boys got a team a while back called, the Village Pub. It was, the second, it was another Village Pub team, but we were, the second Village Pub team. And they brought me in, and then I've been rocking ever since then.
I'll never forget. The first game I ever played in this league, I don't know. You guys destroyed us. We were CompuCom. And
Ugly
beatdown. It was the worst I've ever got beaten in this league.
Yeah, you guys out there didn't know what to do, had no idea what the rules were. And you know what? He's always remembered that. So anytime he played the Monstars / Ravagers, it was kind of like revenge for that first game.
You guys punished us bad, bro. You guys punished us. You guys put up 50 points.
And the Brazen Monsters.
On that team, right?
That was our team.
Yeah, Coop was on there.
No.
Coop
it was before
we
had Coop. I got Coop the next season. We started the team with work, people at work. Actually, me and Jim used to work together and
at CompuCom.
And he told us about the league, and he got us in the league, told us about it, how to do it. So it was like a work team, but he was already on his own team.
Yeah.
So
you knew, he kind of told you the rules, but you didn't know,
I didn't know you guys. I didn't get it. I didn't get
what to do at first.
You guys smoked us.
And you know what? Monstars were your Ravager every season. The Monstars were your rival every season because of that game.
Yeah, they beat us down.
I don't even know if they knew that, but they were. Like, you guys couldn't wait to play.
Well, actually, we were the only team they could beat.
That season.
We were the only team they could beat.
That season.
At that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you can't beat us. Ooh.
Ooh. Well, he's not a Ravager anymore. He's not a Ravager anymore either.
Yeah, we were. That was the only one they used to get every year. Monster Mike just said that on Sunday at practice.
Oh,
he's like,
on
yo,
Monster Squad?
We used to play, and the only team we could beat was the Braves.
Oh, he was on Monster Squad?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, John was too, yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, for a little bit, they came in there.
They're
rocking with us for a little bit.
But that's the thing. Like, I still got the core guys that we had back then. Like, the core guys are still the same.
I mean, you brought Maurice, Tim, Mike, Coop, Lenny. You brought all them with you into the league, and they've been with you since.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
That's the key to success,
keeping
the same
people and
just
building every year and bringing certain people here
and
there and putting
them
the same core people.
Yep. Intermixing
a couple players.
But Maurice was 16 when he first came into the league.
Yeah.
And Tim was about the same.
We were in high school.
Guys, they didn't come into their own until – so they started coming into their own.
With Randy, actually.
And
– seasons later.
Well, once we got a quarterback, that's when things changed. So.
And then Scott really, really – that's when – Maurice really started coming in with Scott.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
That's when people were like, oh, who's that boy? Like,
yeah.
He's pretty good out there.
Now we're in the Elite Championship, bro. We made it to the Elite Championship. From 50 to nothing to the Elite Championship.
Man, I wish we had footage from that game back then.
Still bugs me out, but. All right. That's the list. I'm done.
So, everyone here, Crawford's a free agent for the right price. You know, he might think about coming on your team. So throw some messages out there to Facebook or whatever. Crawford's a free agent.
I'm holding up. I'm looking for that next contract. I'm holding up.
Yeah, you're looking for top dollar. All
right,
he said Aaron's back on the revenges.
Yo, bro, I like your little brother, bro. I like Key, bro.
Oh, Key?
Yeah.
Key?
Yeah.
He's a young kid. He's out there. He got more
life
in him than me.
I like him, bro.
Yeah, he's
I like him. I like him. He's a good dude.
He's a good kid.
Yeah. Good dude. But he said Aaron's back on the Revengers.
Yeah, I think he's the Ravagers. Yeah, he said Aaron's back on the Ravagers. Yes, I guess from word on the street, Aaron is back on the Ravagers.
Aaron has returned to the Ravagers.
Slash.
I had to hit the GM
to
see what's going on.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Yeah, Aaron's back on the Ravagers. Technically, he never left the Ravagers.
Right, that's what I'm saying. He's even left in the
He never played on nobody else.
You know,
he never played for Steel City.
And the Ravagers GM had some open money. They're on half the team left. So you got
bro, they can use you. They got a quarterback.
We got cap space.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, they can use you, bro.
All the receivers are
go gone, back and
yeah.
Go back. Don't be like Scott or, you know, barely washed guys.
No, I'm putting myself on the COVID list. Today's the COVID list. I'm sitting down and speaking on the COVID list.
I mean, you guys took some of the guys on your team took that playoff loss real hard.
They did. Really hard.
Real hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they lost to us. Yeah.
I mean, Scott, yeah, like, as Scott quit.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. That's a bit hard, too.
But I think Scott took it the hardest. Scott.
Think we should have done, but I ain't gonna lie. Pissed me off, though. We did lose you on the playoffs. That did kind of piss me off.
I bet it did. Because you guys thought you were better than us.
Jose,
and you weren't.
Jose said the Ravagers' new quarterback is solid.
Yeah. You guys thought you were better than us, and you weren't.
Oh,
so.
Aaron was so cocky. So, like, he really...
They all were. They thought they were better than
John
us.
John was, too. He's trying to be humble on the show, but he definitely thought they were going to win. Definitely.
We knew we were going to beat you.
I mean, it was so devastating. Scott quit. in the middle of the game. Like, never
to be seen in the Ravagers jersey again.
He showed up to your... championship game against Rock Bottom, but didn't come back for their playoff game
against the Ballhawks.
Yeah.
That was, I think, if you guys honestly, if Scott stays the course, I think you guys win the A championship.
Yeah,
at least make it there if you guys had Scott. You guys just got to admit that we were better than you guys. It's okay.
We could have.
I mean, they still won. Yeah.
With Fizzle. If you go back.
Yeah, yes,
game,
yes, yes.
If you go back and watch that game, there's a play where the dude has all day in the world.
Yes.
Yes.
Found that pretty much
easy. Yes.
We pulled up that footage.
I mean, it's either way, really. I'm a rock with Fizzle no matter what. You know what I mean? That's my boy, so I'll rock with Fizzle no matter what. So.
Sizzle did enough for you guys to win that game.
A lot of people said it was
the defense let you guys down at the end. It was John and Jose rushing, but John got manhandled at the line of scrimmage.
So did Jose.
Like, and Jose couldn't get off the block. Jose was fighting, though. Jose was fighting to get off the block.
Yes.
John was just getting dunked. Like,
a lot of people blame that on Aaron and Mike. And from what we saw, it wasn't Aaron or Monster Mike. It was
Tom Grass had way too much time to throw that ball, period.
One person's not really going to win it for you.
You had an awesome season, though. You had an awesome season. You guys were the number three seed. You guys were... If you guys don't blow that game to barely wash, you guys are the number one seed.
Nobody expected Scott to quit, though, like, at the end of the season. And Scott quit, and things just trickle. I don't know. Like, that kind of messed up their team. Their team started to fall apart
right.
a little.
They blew a game. They blew that game to barely wash,
and then they lost
to Steel City.
I mean, they had the best defense. Oh.
Wait. Did they lose three games or two games? They lost two games. Three games.
Who else did they
lose? No. You guys lost two games, right? Barely washed and Steel City.
They blocked two, and Aaron had to rush, and he didn't.
Wait, what? Did we lose a
game? Oh, Aaron had the free rush? You guys lost two games. Barely washed and Steel City.
Barely washed and Steel City.
Yeah.
Did we lose another
game?
Nah. And then you lost.
Yeah. That was it.
And then you guys lost to us.
And then the ball lost in the playoffs.
You and then So we knew what was that.
So you guys just stunk in the playoffs.
7-4, which was the reverse of what happened last at Williamson, where we took off in the playoffs.
Yeah, you took off in the playoffs.
And like
you guys were 6-5, and then took off in the playoffs.
And like you said,
where this time we stuck in the playoffs.
You did great in the regular season, and then. Dunk in the playoffs.
Well,
but there's no reason to leave the team.
Yeah, not quit in the middle of the game, though. Because had that not happened, y'all possibly would have won. I think that just messed up the momentum on the team.
I don't know what happened to make them leave or whatever like that. It could have been just also Scott.
Yeah.
That is something that definitely hurt the team.
Absolutely.
And that's probably ultimately why those guys decided to leave. And I haven't really, so other than that, I'll say this. I can say this for me. If Scott came back to the Ravengers for this season, I might have played.
Mm.
I was, at the end of the season, I was hurting. I ain't going to lie. I was taping my ankle up.
I thought, didn't you get hurt in the Camden game? Like, I remember you saying something, you were going to the hospital or something after the Camden game.
No, that was the ball game. So that's the ball game is the game that my frame I bled. And I played a couple more snaps after what initially happened, and then I went to block and I could just feel a pop in my ankle, and I was like, I need to take off. So I wasn't going to come back in that game, and then I saw the ball hawk start moving the ball and getting pressure on defense, and I was like, all right, I'm gonna come back. I probably would have come to the same conclusion that I would have been taking the season off.
So you would play with Scott again, even
on
though he did what he did.
On the rabbit.
Even though he did what he did, you would play with Scott right now if he asked you to play. Now, I'm not saying
not on
you're going to, but I'm saying if Scott asked you to play right now, would you play with him?
If I was – all right, so if we're going, like, healthy, if I was healthy too?
Yeah,
If I was healthy, I consider it. I ain't going to lie. I consider it.
Okay.
So you consider going too?
I consider it.
Okay.
All right.
No, I yeah.
Consider it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that rubbed a lot of your guys the wrong way.
What?
Oh, definitely, definitely.
I mean, come on.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here and act like if I was cool with, like, you know what I mean? They had situations with, like, cool, the situation that was going on with whatever, like that, I understand why, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? That's him. I don't know personally, you know what I mean? I didn't talk to him about it. So, I don't know what hired to make him do that, you know what
yeah.
I mean? But, me personally, I would consider it, yeah. I consider playing with anybody, to tell you the truth, but...
And that's the thing, everyone, like, especially when you're losing a game that you really thought you were going to win, the heat of the moment.
It was devastating. It was
like,
devastating. Yeah.
I mean, we've had people come yell at Maurice and Jim and everything. Like, it's your fault we lost. It's just, I don't know. Scott, I guess, took that really personal. He shouldn't have quit. Even if he took himself out of that game, he should have finished out the season.
Yeah, that's my biggest thing.
Back.
Like, because I've... Like,
you can't leave him
they
hanging.
Say, like, all right, even if he took himself out of our game because he was ineffective and put sizzle in,
yeah.
Fine. But finish the season, bro.
Yeah, don't quit on the season.
Finish the season. Right. Don't not quit. No, don't not finish the season.
Yeah. Then make your
That's decision. Why it seems like you quit, because you did after that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all.
Then make
your decision. I
can
see where y'all coming from.
Like, come on, bro. Don't, you can't quit on your – you can't turn your back on your guys that you've been at war with all season.
I mean, look, not – and Scott had a big part of it. You guys were up there. What were they, number three?
Number three seed.
Number one defense, and Scott was a big part of that. A big part of that. So, like you said, had Scott finished out the season, they probably would have won the A.
Yeah. Yeah. And – nobody's acting like this.
And you would have had back-to-back A championships.
And nobody's acting like
you're kind of like, oh, he quit, whatever, it is what it is. Like, no, like, you took my championship away. Like, you, who knows
and
what
when it, I mean, it would have been tough for them to beat the performance lab.
Yes. Yeah,
but they could have did it.
They could have did it.
They could have did it.
They were on a roll. Scott messed up the vibe of the team. I was like, everybody was down. Like, you guys... We did a show where you're like, look at the teamwork. It doesn't matter who it is. They're congratulating whoever catches
yeah.
the ball.
I liked your vibe, man. I liked your vibe.
You,
I did.
You guys lost that towards the end of the season.
Yep.
After Scott did what he did. Like, you guys lost that teamwork.
That enthusiasm
yes.
for each other.
Yes.
Like, you lost it
you
at the end.
You lost for the team. Like, you lost it. Scott took it away.
No, I'm not saying he did it.
He did. It kind of, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm not saying he did it. I'm just saying that they lost it. Because I'm not saying he did it. I'm just saying that.
I think he was the cause of it.
I mean, he could have been.
I mean,
he could have been. You might be right. I might be wrong.
I think if he would have came back for the Ball Hawks game, I don't know. I can't speak for whoever, what happened or didn't happen.
Those barely washed guys we're
yeah.
not going to talk about?
Yeah, the barely
they don't
washed
want to talk
guys
about
that we won't
them.
Mention. I think had he shown up for the Ball Hawks game, maybe, you know, things would have been different. Is that what they said? Because
no,
they were mad. Yeah. If he would have showed up for the Ball Hawks game.
I'm going to get off. I'm going to get this work done anyway. But
all right, bro. All right. Yo, thanks for coming on, bro.
Thanks for coming on.
Peace.
Yeah. Had Scott come back for the Ball Hawks game, you know, the barely watched guys that won't be named, shall not be named, they probably would have forgiven him. You know how it
yeah.
is in the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
And you continue on your road to the championship. But the fact that he just didn't even bother to show up either.
Yep.
I don't even think they knew he wasn't coming. I think he just didn't come. Or
nah,
maybe
think,
he told
nah,
John.
I think he told John. But whatever. All right, that's it. That's right.
That's it. Subscribe to the channel. Throw some money in the Cash App. Make
thank you,
Crawford.
Thank
up.
You, Jose, bro.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, too.
Pop it on here.
Down.
Javon. Crawl Dog.
Throw some money in the Cash App. Barbershop Talk Radio. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Barbershop Talk Radio. Instagram. Barbershop 12 Talk. Barbershop Talk Radio 1224. All our social media links are in the description. So make sure you click on them and follow us in the chat. We'll see y'all next time.
I'm the king around here. They call me Uncle Elroy. Huh?
Got that?
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's right. in episode. Thank you for using